From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. She's one tiny girl, but coaches for Hailey Ishimatsu have big expectations for this 15-year-old when she dives off a 10-meter platform in Beijing. The California teenager can pull off dives that few people can. But as Rob Schmitz of member station KQED reports, Ishimatsu is up against a strong Chinese team and her own Olympic-sized jitters.
Every sport has its rite of passage. For divers, it's the 10-meter platform. Young divers starting out in the sport are expected to climb the long stairway to a lone platform suspended three stories above the water. Then, they're expected to jump. Hailey Ishimatsu was 12 years old when her older sister Victoria told her she had to do this. Victoria was already a world-class diver. When the two sisters arrived at the edge of the platform, Hailey said no, she was too scared. Victoria held her hand.
We held hands until we jumped off, then we let go. It kind of felt like my stomach was left up on 10 meter by the time I went in the water.
Ishimatsu still physically shudders when she thinks about this. That's because now, almost 4 years later, this Olympic high diver, one of the best hopes for an American medal in the 10-meter platform, is still afraid, actually terrified, of heights.
If you ask me just to jump again, I won't do it. I seriously won't just jump straight off. I have to be doing a dive because it gives me something to think about rather than just falling.
A U2 song spills from a speaker as Olympians practice dives off a 3-meter board at the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center in Pasadena. Above them, high above them, stands the tiny figure of Hailey Ishimatsu. And she doesn't just appear tiny because she's so far away. She is tiny. Her teammates call her Mighty Mite. She weighs 95 pounds and stands 4 feet 11. Later on, when I ask her about her height, she's quick to correct me.
Yeah, I am almost 5 foot. I'm like 4'11 and 3/4, so almost there.
She may not like being small, but it's helped her diving. Her compact body, combined with years of gymnastics as a child, has meant that in less than 4 years of diving, this tiny girl has perfected one of the most difficult dives in the world. It's the back 3.5 pike. From the 10-meter platform, the diver flips backwards into the pike position, where the body bends forward, keeping the legs straight. The diver then does 3.5 reverse somersaults in the air before plunging headfirst into the water. Wenbo Chen is the U.S. national diving team coach.
You know, 3.5 is already difficult for the female divers already. But a pike, I mean, you have to keep your legs straight through the whole rotation. It's lots harder. Right now, I think only have a 3 female diver do the dive in the world.
If it's executed correctly, the back 3.5 pike earns one of the highest point totals in Olympic competition. So how do you find out you can pull off a dive like this? When Ishimatsu was 13, her coach asked her to do a back triple pike, another difficult dive to pull off from 10 meters. But the coach didn't want Ishimatsu to do it from 10 meters. He challenged her to do this dive from just 7 meters. Hailey Ishimatsu and her mother, Carol, both remember the moment.
I mean, she was scared. She did it. And then when she hit, she actually over-rotated and landed on her back. And she hit pretty hard.
We call it a cookie cutter smack. Because when you go in the water, there's just like a little shape of you in the water.
Ishimatsu's back had to be iced for hours. But the botched dive taught her something. If she could do more than 3 backflips from a 7-meter platform, she could certainly do 3.5 backflips off the 10-meter. Both Ishimatsu and teammate Laura Wilkinson plan to perform the back 3.5 pike in Beijing. The two are among the best hopes for U.S. medal in their events. That is, if Ishimatsu can temper her fear of heights by concentrating on what she's doing on the way down. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.